If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Rock and Roll Radio on KUT Radio, radio for students by students. My name is DJ Forgotten Boy, and with me today, I've got DJ Nick Speet. And maybe we've already done introductions, but just in case you're tuning in now, this is who you are listening to. DJ Nick Speet is a local all-vinyl DJ here in Salt Lake City who plays nothing but the best punk, glam, new wave. What other stuff would you say you
play? Oh, rock and roll, garage.
Garage, yeah.
And if you're really lucky, I'll probably throw in some soul for you.
Oh, yeah, that's the best. All right, so what do you have up next for us?
Right, next is the Stranglers, favorite band, and dig this. Hello, everybody. That was The Stranglers, Something Better Change. The next song is by Chin Chin. This is the reissue record done by Mississippi Records in Portland, Oregon. And if you have not had the pleasure of checking these people out, you really should. This is a pretty solid group who deserve much more fanfare than they got. Now dig this. You're not easy one when my life is steady. Oh, no, that's true. Right, that was Chin Chin. There's something you should definitely check out.
From Switzerland, you said?
Yes.
Very cool.
They're from the 80s. They're kind of like indie pop meets new wave with like a really sweet punk attitude.
Oh, yeah. Definitely nice and noisy on the recording, too.
Yeah, they're fun. I was fortunate to be introduced to them by DJ Suzanne Bummers up in Portland, Oregon, when I went to DJ up there last month. She played it during our battle set, and I was like, well, all right, I forget that one then.
Cool. All right, so what do you got next for us?
This is one of my favorite bands. They're called The Briefs.
Briefs.
I think, 99, early 2000s. Really good, like, power poppy punk, kind of the boys meets the Buzzcocks. They're still going strong, and rumor has it, there's a new album coming out. If you ever get a chance to see a live show, these guys blow it out of the park. And this song is one of my favorite songs by them. It's called Ain't It the Truth. Was The Briefs, Ain't It the Truth.
Cool stuff. Really enjoyed that one.
All right, next for you boppers out there, this is the Damned, Nasty. Now, if you've ever seen The Young Ones, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. This was in one of those episodes that should be playing regularly on your television set.
Thank you. crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too.
That's Clash doing Guns of Brixton. And looks like you've got something queued up already. So let's just go ahead and go with that. What do you got for us?
This is Stiff Little Fingers, 78 RPM.
Your brain.
was the Stiff Little Fingers, 78 RPM. If you're a Stiff Little Fingers fan, you know exactly that song and why you should be listening to it.
Yeah, great stuff. Really enjoyed it. Yeah, so it looks like you're only here for like a few more minutes, probably like 20 minutes. So let's get as many in as we can in that time. What do you got next for us?
This is another Clash single.
Cool.
This is White Riot.
Never get too much Clash.
Oh, never.
Yeah.
They're the only band that matters.
I just wish Joe Strummer was still alive because they could still be doing their thing.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't the drummer pass away as well? Is he still alive?
No, I mean, everyone's still
all
kicking.
All three of them are still kicking, but Joe.
Yeah, just Joe passed away in 2000, December, 2002, actually.
That long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that long ago. Cool.
Yeah, 2012 was the 10-year anniversary, and that was kind of a big deal.
Oh, wow, very cool. I like his solo stuff, too. I've listened to it a little bit. It's cool.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's decent stuff.
The Mescaleros are awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Great stuff. All right. And what do you have on the turntable for us?
This is The Cute Lepers, Terminal Boredom.
Just like
Right. So that was Acute Lepers, Terminal Boredom. And this next track is by a group called The Moderns, part of the mod revival in the late 70s. I'm going to play Year of Today. It's a good track. You should pay attention. Turn up your transceivers and have a drink or something.
All right.
We will go, 'cause we keep watching over you. Yes, we see everything you do. In 1984 is the usual way. 1984 is the year of today. If you've been unfaithful to your wife, it's all there in black and white. If you've been on the wrong side of the law, you meet our watcher with the face of all. 'Cause we're the people in common, and we're not used to lend a hand. In 1984 is the usual way. 1984 is the year of today. When the need gets too strong, that's that it.
That was the Moderns. Sad to go through the EP. That second track was Got to Have Pop. God knows we do. Otherwise, yes. Life is terribly boring. And
what's even the point if you don't have pop?
There is none. There is none. If you don't have pop, you know, figure something else out.
Yeah, I don't know.
This song is this next one is on request from our own DJ Forgotten Boy.
That's me.
And this is Sonic Reducer by the Dead Boys. This is for you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Come again soon. Sonic Reducer by Dead Boys, classic, out of the CBGB's music scene in the late 70s, I guess they didn't get as big as some of the other bands did from that scene, like Ramones or Blondie or Television, but I guess Television wasn't huge, but it still made a big impact on people like me and you, who love this kind of stuff. So,
oh yeah,
great to have these records. Where'd you get that one? Actually, I was gonna ask.
I actually got that one from Raunch Records.
Oh, very cool. I've never seen it. I think I've seen a reissue of it once, like still like a brand new reissue of it, which is cool, but I've never seen like an old copy of it anywhere, so that's awesome. All right, so you have to head out soon, right?
I do, and okay. I just wanted to say to all you boppers out there that the Freakout's on this weekend at the Republican. No cover. It's 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The Republican is on 917th South and State Street. Again, no cover, and only the deepest and best cuts of punk, glam, power pop, mod, and garage that your ears can possibly take in.
It's a great place to hang out too. The bar is really fun. There's some like arcade games in the back. There's lots of cool places to hang out, and if you're into sports, they play some soccer games, right?
Oh, absolutely. So. The owner has his own team.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's great staff, great people, cool. Great clientele, cheap drinks.
Yeah.
They'll even make you coffee if you ask for it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's funny. Excellent. Yeah, so get down there this Saturday, right? You said.
This Saturday, yep. The 19th,
yep.
9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Again, no cover, and I hope to see you there. And if you do come and you check it out and you mention that you heard it on this radio show, I'll play your request, provided I have it.
All right. And what are you signing off with, leaving us with today?
I think the UK Subs Warhead is going to be our my closing track as I run off to the meter to make sure my car is still there.
Okay, and then I'll just be here for a few minutes after you. So, all right, great to have you again, and I hope to see you again soon.
Thank you very much.